You ever took the time to think, like really, really think, just to ask some of the basic questions in life, such as, who are you? Why am I here? Or what is the purpose of life? No. Well, me neither. Here on Hashtag For The Culture, we're going to deep dive on some of the most toughest topics in society today. The catch is, I'm going to do it under 10 minutes, so that way I don't take all of your time. This is your boy, James Motivates, the best single host podcast on the planet. Let's do it. All right, let's talk that talk. This is episode 5. This is called the 9-to-5 hustle. Oftentimes, I see a lot of people getting up and on their way to work, especially when I'm taking a bus, and it's daunting to me because when you get up and get on that bus, you get that energy. Like, energy travels, and you could look at somebody's face and you could see the hurt that they're going to that 9-to-5. You can see that they hate their job. They don't want to do it. But end of the day, you got bills to pay. You got kids to feed. You got responsibilities to take care of. And I was listening to this guy named Dame Dash. You may have heard of him. One of the co-founders of Rockefeller. And he was just talking about like the 9-to-5 hustle. Why is it that people only want to work 9-to-5s? Jobs are for suckers. You should be your boss. And there's some, I agree and disagree with him at the same time. Like, the way that he was shunning employees, saying that you shouldn't work for someone. You should try and be a boss. I've never been a worker in my life. And that's the part I disagree with. I feel like anybody could be subject to a 9-to-5. You could be a millionaire one day, boom, you have an issue, you back to a 9-to-5. So I didn't really agree with that part, because anybody could work a 9-to-5. Like, that's not that big of a deal. But the thing is, seeing the bigger picture. If you're going to work a 9-to-5 just to make the ends meet, then you're not making a 9-to-5 work for you. You got to figure out a way to make your 9-to-5 and to make your paycheck work for you. How is your money working for you? Are you just getting your money and blowing it off and waiting for the next check? Are you just getting your money going out like, damn, now I'm broke into the week, so I gotta chill until my next check? Are you letting it tame you? Are you letting your check tame you? Are you on the leash? Or is your check on the leash? And those are the things you got to think about when you're doing that 9-to-5 hustle. This is a hustle. This is your way to get up and make your paper. But what are you going to do once you get it? My personal belief is that the 9-to-5 is supposed to fuel whatever dreams or goals that you're trying to accomplish. Because at the end of the day, this is about ownership. The American Monopoly game is about, what do you own? Not about how much money you got and how much you could spend. Because if you ever play Monopoly, it's not the winner with the most money. It's the one with the most real estate, the most property, the most ownership. That's the one who controls the board, who controls everything. So if we're sitting here just throwing our money and giving it away to other people and other parties, we're not owning anything. Therefore, we're losing the game. But that 9-to-5 hustle, rolling the dice on that, that could get you to where you want to be if you're using it right. And it made me think, like, damn, I got to stop being selfish and hustling for my first name. When I'm hustling for my first name, I'm coming to work, I'm doing what I need to do, I'm getting my paper, and I spend it on things I don't need to spend it on. That's not me thinking ahead. That's not me thinking for ownership. That's not me thinking 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road. God willing, I'm able to see that. Now that I'm here and I'm able to reflect on, especially the last decade, it's like, all right, how can I hustle for my last name and not hustle for my first? Because we're entering a time now, especially for Black and Latino people in this country, where your grandkids are gonna know who you are. If you're doing what you need to do as a parent, your great-great-grandkids are going to hear the stories about who you were and what you were doing while you were here. And a lot of us sadly can't say that. We know that what our great grandparents were doing. Some people don't really know, and it's sad to say, what our parents were doing, but we're flipping that narrative. The millennials are flipping that narrative. I know plenty of parents right now that are busting their ass doing what they need to do. Going to work, dealing with bosses that they hate, getting their checks, feeding their children, handling responsibilities. They're doing that now. But I don't anticipate Black and Latino people going anywhere in these next few generations. They're not going to take us from our country and bring us somewhere else and make us start all over. So if your legacy is going to be here, understand that your children's children's children are going to know who you were. And that, when I started thinking like that, I'm like, damn, like, I got to really get up and hustle for my last name. I got to hustle so that way the story of my great-grandkids are like, oh, remember, great-granddad left us this piece of land, or great-granddad started this business and passed it down to us, so now you can't mess it up, or great-granddad, this is his story, and now he did what he needed to do for us to have a better opportunity. These are the stories they're going to hear. These are the stories they're going to hear. It's not going to be like, we're entering a time now where we're going to know, or we're actually forming our history as we speak. Your family legacy is being formed as you speak, because the millennials are starting this trend to where reflection is okay. Knowing your history is okay. And I know for a lot of us, especially like I'm saying, like millennials, a lot of us can't trace back that far. Because you go back 3 or 4 generations, your family was in another region, family was slaves, dealing with post-slave, like it was a transitional time in America, so a lot of our family history is scrambled. But for these next 4 or 5 generations moving forward, Black and Latino people ain't going nowhere. We gonna be right here. So now what are you gonna do to make sure that legacy is solidified? What are you gonna do to jumpstart that legacy? Some people may have already had somebody, a grandfather, great-grandfather, a father, a mother, great-grandmother, grandmother, start that legacy. But if you're not one of those fortunate people, what are you gonna do to start your family legacy right now? What are you going to own? Because ownership is passed down. You don't own money. So, but you could pass it down, but that doesn't come with any type of power. Money could be lost like that. Wrong mistake, money gone like that. You ever blew a check before and wonder, damn, now I gotta go and wait for my next one? That happens every day. But now, what are you gonna put your money into in order for you to own something? When are you gonna retire? And when I mean retire, I don't mean lay down and just chill out all day. I'm saying, no, when are you going to hustle? How are you going to use your 9-to-5 to hustle so hard that you can retire into something that you can own? What business are you going to start? What franchise are you going to try to own? So many other things that you can do, but the idea should be ownership. What are you going to own? Take your money and get a property. Take your money and put it into a business. Take your money and put it into stock. These are things that you could pass down. So we got to stop being selfish. And when I say I mean me too. We got to stop being selfish. And I'm no longer being selfish. Now I'm hustling for my last name, not my first. I'm hustling so that way I can pass it down, pass it down, pass it down. To the point where if this legacy continues, this spirit, this hustle drive continues, 3-4 generations down the line, my great, 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 great grandkids are going to hear this podcast right here. Like, oh, great granddad was a plane. He was getting a hustle, getting that money, really? But that starts right now. I got to stop being selfish. And I suggest you should too. Because they're going to know who you are. Your story will be passed down. So what are you going to do that's different to set them on the right track? Change the trend. Whatever dream it is that you're trying to accomplish, go 150% despite what your friends say, despite what your family says. They're going to be the first people to doubt you. And it's not out of hate. It's out of fear. Like, oh, I seen people fail doing that. Or I know so-and-so, he wanted to be a rapper and it didn't work out for him. Now he's doing this. So it's more so out of love, out of I don't want to see you fail, but failure is going to be your greatest teacher. Because you're going to go out there, you're going to fall on your face, you're going to question whether or not you should chase this dream. And then at that point right there, once you start questioning yourself, if you don't move forward, you're going to fail forever. You're going to fail forever. The idea is that you got to keep pushing forward. Use that 9-to-5. Support that side hustle. Put that, to fuel that into your side hustle. Turn your side hustle into your dream. Use that dream to own something. Now you got a legacy. The game ain't that complicated. This is what all the successful people that in the past have done. Some of them have worked 9-to-5. Some of them have used that 9-to-5 money to fuel their side hustle. Started their side hustle full time. Failed and got punched in the face. Decided like, you know what? I'm going to keep going. Boom. Kept going. Went through the tears. Went through the failures. Went through the trials and tribulations. And now they hit success. Because it was only about the end goal. It wasn't just about them. It was bigger than them. And now once you start developing the mind to think that this is bigger than you and let go of the ego, you'll put in that extra 50% effort, 150% effort. You'll put in that extra 60%, 160% effort. Because you know this is bigger than you. So now ask yourself, what are you going to own? What are you going to pass down? And you got to think about that now because we're not getting younger. Millennials, we about to enter our 30s. It's time to boss up now. No more playing around. We've had our fun and we will continue to have our fun. Not saying that we can't think of ourselves either. Like, no, like take your vacations, have your fun, go on your trips, go on your girls' trips, go on your Brody's trips. Have your fun, but understand that the decisions you're making now are going to impact your future generations. So what are you going to own? What are you going to pass down? What's going to be your hustle? What's going to be your dream? Write down your dreams, write down your goals, knock them out and move on, and let's do it. And that's all I got for y'all today. All right, this your boy James Motivates here on Hashtag for the Culture. Like, comment, share, let me know what you think. Go to podcast app. Give me 5 stars. If you don't give me 5 stars, I'm going to say that you are a complete hater. But I'm grateful that you listen. So do that for me. I appreciate you. You can find me at James Motivates on Instagram or underscore James Motivates on Twitter. Let's do it.